Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come on his merit before you today, knowing that we have no right of ourselves to come before anyone to talk to them about their soul unless the Lord, we're doing so in the name of the Lord. If you're not concerned about the soul of a person being brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, then you're failing to do what the Lord would have you to do. If you are a saved man or a woman, the Lord has a work for you to do. He has indeed a very precious and special work for you to do. I just read a poem just a moment ago. Looking at it, I don't have it before me, but I'm thinking of the contents of the poem, in which a young preacher was asking an older preacher about how to know God's will for his life. And I think the young man was experiencing some kind of frustration. And so he asked the older preacher about knowing God's will. And the older preacher just handed the young man a rose that was a rose bud, hadn't bloomed or unfolded. And he asked the young man to open the rose. And the young man questioned, wondering, what in the world would this have to do with him? But he attempted to do so, and as he did, he found that he was tearing the rose all to pieces. The young man got the message that if he tries to open the rose, that he is going to ruin it. But if he will let the Lord open the rose will bud, will blossom, and be a beautiful thing. And that's so many times the way that we're doing, is that we try to open the rose, and we are consistently wanting to do things our way and missing out on what the Lord is saying to us on this matter of wait. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, in Psalm 27. You're never wasting time when you're waiting on the Lord. Many times we will look upon a wait as being a waste of time. But there are so many things that we can be doing while we're waiting. We can be meditating while we're waiting, and thus growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus when we are waiting. Continually waiting on him and trusting in him, and we shall see that we have spent a very blessed time. Now, if you find yourself lonely, labor to be in the presence of the Lord. And the way that we can do this is, of course, through prayer, getting into his word. There are many who have needs. If you don't know of anybody to pray for, then I'll ask that you pray for me. If you don't know of anybody to around your immediate area, don't have any family for whom you can pray, for which you can pray, well, I would ask that you pray for me. There are certainly others, too, that would welcome your prayers. I think back on the years of going through school and how that the Lord brought me through those years, and that there were people who were praying. And now I look back and I wonder about all of that, those trials that were there, difficulties and learning of the faithfulness of the Lord, and how that only by the grace of God am I here today. And I think back, Lord, this must have been the results of your faithful servants praying for this servant. And I begin to thank the Lord for how he has worked and how he is working. There are so many needs we have, others have, and we can be used of the Lord. Learn to wait on God through prayer for others and yourself. Father, we ask for the blessings of the Lord today. As we minister the word, I ask for thy power. Make the message plain and clear, and that hearts shall be changed for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the book of Genesis now, chapter 20, 26 rather, and at verse 20, we saw in the previous program how that the wells were being dug, and every time one was digged, someone wanted to claim it. Well, in the scriptures, there are several wells. Their names are significant. And one of those wells, the first one that is mentioned, is found in Genesis chapter 16, verse 14. It is also mentioned in chapter 24, verse 62, and chapter 25, and verse 11. Several of the wells, and the word that is used for the first mention of these wells is Beer Lahoroi, the well of him that liveth and seeth me. Now Hagar made this statement, Thou God seest me. And she knew by that the place where she needed to be, the Lord had seen her. And Isaac also came by this well when he dwelt in the south country. And this well also is used, came to pass that Abraham, that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by this particular well in Genesis 25:11. So the first well that we come across in the book of Genesis, Genesis 16:14. And then there's another well that is mentioned. That well is found in Genesis 21:15 through 33. And the Lord, this well is called Beersheba, the well of the oath. The Lord here uses these places that have been established, and they are markers, spiritual markers along the way for the journeying saint and the pilgrim saint. That's what we are, pilgrims. We're not home yet. We find ourselves using the things of the world, living off the land, but the Lord is moving us along. And verse 21:15, and the water was spent in the bottle, and she, Hagar, cast her child under one of the shrubs. So he is not a little child at this point, but she does leave the child there. And verse 16, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven. And she said unto her, he said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. And so the Lord does hear the voice. The Lord does provide the place where there is water. He hears and he meets the need. And she said, the Lord of the well has heard me. He lives, he sees me, and he has provided this water. And it's called here the well of the covenant, the well of the oath or the covenant. Beersheba means that, and Beer Lahoroi means the well of him that seeth me. Another well is mentioned here in the scriptures, and that's the well of Esek. We saw of contention, a place where their water is good, and they are fighting over the water that of the well that has been dug. Genesis 26:20, we saw that. The well of contention, people are striving about the water, and there's work that must be done in order to dig a well. Another well, and if that one isn't fixed, goes on to the next one, Sitna. Hatred, it means, and that's Genesis 26:21. Esek and Sitna were wells that were dug by Isaac. And after he had dug these wells, he moved on to the well that was dug by his father. And Isaac's now living off the water from the well dug by his father Abraham. And at that point, the Lord enlarges Isaac's coast. Genesis 26:22. He removed from there thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Now he goes up from Beersheba, as we saw was the name of the well of the oath. He goes from this place, and he is now to move on. And in verse 24 of Genesis 26, the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the Lord, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my name's sake. The Lord is definitely there able to see and to provide for the needs and to make good on the promise that he alone is able to make. You know, how, again, we have here the Lord is speaking to Isaac, and he doesn't explain to us how he appeared to Isaac. He appeared to him in the same night after Isaac had come to understand that the Lord had provided blessings for him. His mind was already in that direction, and now the Lord is appearing to him at that point that he is going to provide and make good on the promise that the Lord himself has made. I rejoice again at the truth of the matter that God makes good on every promise. But notice something. The Lord begins to tell Isaac, fear not. He tells him, fear not. That's one hope that the Christian has. And someone has said there are 365 times that this command to fear not appears in one form or another, which is, of course, enough for every day of the year. Now, the people of the Lord need not fear. Fear not. What time I am afraid, I will trust, or I will trust and not be afraid. Isaiah 12:2 and Psalm 56:4 or so. Trust and don't be afraid. Whenever you are afraid, trust and be delivered from fear. The Lord will take care of you. The Lord appeared in the same night with these words, telling Isaac who he was, that he was the God of Abraham. Now, Abraham had already died, but Abraham wasn't gone. Abraham was gone, had gathered himself, or the Lord had gathered Abraham to the place of the souls. His soul was alive in the place where the Lord had gathered the dead among the place where they were living. Now, it was not a great big chamber where only the sleeping dead were. No such thing is taught in the Bible. The ones who are in the Bible are very much alive, who have died. Everybody is alive somewhere. Did you know that? Everybody is alive somewhere. Those who of us who are alive now, if you don't know Christ Jesus the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you're alive, but you're dead in trespasses and in sin. Those who die in the Lord are with the Lord alive, and those who die outside of the Lord are living in the dead, living among the dead, but they are alive. They're not dead. And so Abraham is the Lord tells him, I'm the God of thy father, Abraham. So we know that there's a time where everybody will be gathered to one place or another. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings upon the message today. Strengthen, we pray, and help us to be faithful for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina.